Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Andrea, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
It's so nice to meet you. I was wondering, how did we first get connected? How did you find Organize 365?
Oh, it was a tough time in my life. So I was really struggling to really control life, you know, to look after my son, my family, my job, everything. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was looking for some productivity hacks, methods, something, a miracle to help me. And at that time, I found an article about ADD, and I have never heard about that before. And I did found that that thing described me, absolutely. So then I started looking into productivity, but also ADHD. And I found you, and I found this book.
So you found the book, How ADHD Affects Home Organization, and you bought it as a physical book. Did you buy it on Amazon as a physical book?
I bought first as an audiobook,
okay,
because I struggled to read and I didn't know that was an ADHD thing. And so I bought first the audiobook, but then I liked so much that I wanted to, you know, make some notes and then I bought the book as well.
So are you able to get the physical book from the Amazon UK or did you have to? Oh, yeah. You are. Okay, good. Yeah. I didn't know. I know you can in the United States, and that book is only available on Amazon because I self-produced it. So I wasn't sure if it's able to be printed in other countries. So apparently
yes.
It is.
Yes.
So you're joining us from the UK. Who lives with you in your house?
So it is me, my husband. We've been married for 9 years, if I'm not wrong. And then my son, he's 6 years old, and my dog.
Oh, very nice. So you mentioned that you were Googling. Is that why you decided to get organized? Why were you looking for these productivity hacks?
Well, I think I have to give you a little bit of background on that.
Yes.
As I said, I didn't know I had ADHD. I have always been the distracted type of person. So when I was a child, I was like daydreamer, you know, I would always leave things for last minute, study for my test, you know, the night before. But the school and the family structure was okay, you know, for me to carry on with life. Then I went to university and things got a little bit more complicated. I was always eating, you know, fast food. I was always missing classes. It was difficult, but I managed to finish. I moved to a flat to live on my own. That was in my early 20s. And I started working in the corporate. So I was a workaholic. I was living on my own. My house was a mess and my life was exhausting because I would, you know, it was like I would lose my credit card. I would forget my wallet at home. I would lock myself outside of the house. I would go to the airport on the wrong day. I would miss the flight being in the airport. So my life was like half of my life was doing things and half was fixing, you know, the mess that yeah. I was creating.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are single, you know, you're like, oh, well, you know, that's how mm-hmm. life is. It's hard. It's tough. Maybe that's what adult means. And it's fine. So I moved to England again, working in the corporate, living on my own, having boyfriends in and out, but, you know, on and off, but not like living together. So then I met my husband at work. And then I thought, okay, so we are both mature. We love each other. We want to have a family. We've been working, you know, in the corporate, so we have good jobs. We travel around the world. Why not, you know, just start a family? And we went for it. We bought a house. We adopted a dog. We had a baby in 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So for someone that could not look after themselves, you know, on my own,
yeah,
my brain just like, you know, like,
yeah.
I could not do that. So on the bad days, I was thinking I should move out and leave these people here because I am not made to have a family. You know, I am not built to have this because I can't. Luckily, there were good days more often than bad days. And on good days, I was like, there must be something out there that is going to help me. And that's when, you know, everything started, a journey that started.
So that was about 3 years ago that you found that ADHD book or took that survey online? Okay, 5 years. So then what happens? So you're Googling, you find out that there is this thing called ADD, that you probably have it. And then what happens?
That is a journey because I went to my GP and my GP asked me, do you have a permanent job? And I said, yes. Do you have a stable relationship? I said, yes. Did you finish your studies? I said, yes. Do you have a place to live? I said, yes. He said, you don't have ADHD.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, look, I know I do. You know, absolutely. Yeah. I know I do. I know how much I struggle. So I could not go through the, you know, the public health path to get my diagnosis. So I went to the private and then I got my diagnosis. And then, you know, I just had to learn how my brain works and adapt, you know, my life, simplify my life in a way that I could, you know, really have a house that is nice and, you know, pleasant. And I could make sure that, you know, my family has what you eat and what you dress and, you know, simple things that for many people is just like normal.
So how did you do that? Like, I mean, I know there are people listening going, yes, this is me. Andrea, how did you do it?
Okay. So, you know, when you talk about decluttering and then organizing and then increasing productivity. So decluttering, definitely mandatory. So I started decluttering. But when you explain the difference between organizing and increasing productivity, for me, that was just like a key. Because increasing productivity for some people may be doing one thing quicker or slower. For me, increasing productivity is, am I going to do this or I'm not going to bother? So increasing productivity, simply find the task, making things easier, more accessible, quicker, is really the key to make sure that I can do it.
Right.
So, you know, so where you put the things, where you store the things, having things at hand is just life-changing.
Can you give an example of like something that you did that increased productivity for you? Like putting something in a place you hadn't before?
For example, my the tablets for the dishwasher. Now they are stuck in a hook by the door next to the dishwasher.
Yes.
You know,
where were they before?
They were at the back of the cupboard because my rubbish bins are in the front of the cupboard. So now I don't have to think twice. You know what? I remember listening to your book at the airport in Amsterdam in a work trip, and you were describing talking to your son about the 17 steps of making a bagel.
Yes.
And I cried at the airport that day because I thought, my God, she understands. You know, it's not just do it. You know, things have steps. Things, you know, if it, the more complicated it is, less likely it is that I'm going to do it.
Yes.
So it's pretty much like this, you know, is to keep my, you know, my deodorant with my underwear drawer.
Yes.
You know, like, where do I use this? My lipstick is by the door. You know, it's not upstairs. So, you know, like things like this, it's really life-changing.
And I think that when you struggle with ADHD, you need more organization more than everyone else. But most of the answers that you get on the internet are so complicated to create to begin with that you don't even get them created, let alone maintain them.
You can't imagine how many times I try to build a file system, color-coded, or in alphabetical order. It just does not work. And you just get frustrated and you think, you know what? I cannot do it. I'm not good enough. You know, that's pretty much how I grew up thinking, I cannot do it.
Yeah. You just internalize it all.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
And, so, you know, when you say that organization is a learnable skill, I just want to scream because it is.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it is. And I just would like every ADHDer out there to know that.
Mm-hmm. And so when we say, you and I agree, organization is a learnable skill, you obviously tried to learn it before you listened to that audiobook. If somebody is listening, they're like, okay, I get it. I agree, it's learnable. I just haven't learned it yet. Andrea, how can I, what are the steps I can do to start? Because I am you.
For example, I know that I forget things. So I have a Sunday basket where I put my notes. I have a time to do my Sunday basket, which is when I go through my notes. I have a whiteboard in my fridge. So if I need something before Sunday, that has to be there. Otherwise, I will not remember. If someone meets me on the street and say, I would love to borrow that book. Would you bring to me? I say, I will never remember this conversation as soon as I leave here. So I tell them, text me, and I will bring the book next time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So knowing, where your challenges are, it's massive.
And I think that, in other people that I have worked with who struggle with working memory, which is remembering what you just said a minute ago, there is a bigger resistance to writing things down than for people who don't struggle with working memory, yes. Which makes no sense. Like people who literally, if you gave them a list of 10 things, they could tell you that list of 10 things 3 hours from now, they'll write every single thing down. And the people, if I say something and they can't remember it 5 minutes from now, they're like, yeah, but I don't want to write things down. Like, what is that resistance to writing it down? I know myself, I didn't want to write it down, but now I write everything down, everything.
You know what? My conclusion is, sometimes we think, of course, we are going to remember. And I'll give you an example. Anything still happens, in my life is not perfect, not at all. But 2 months ago, my dog was going to have a surgery. And normally I wake up and feed my dog. So my husband asked me, can you please not give breakfast to the dog tomorrow morning? I said, yeah, fine. I didn't write down. I didn't hide it. Writing down. I should have hidden the pot. Yes. You know?
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Move the dog bowl.
And I didn't. Yes. So I didn't remember. I fed the dog. The dog could not have the surgery at the same time. She had to spend the whole day in the jail, in the vet. And it was so upsetting to me. But, even my husband, because he had to be educated as well. So my husband said, I know that I should have known that you would not remember. I could have removed the bowl. I could have written down, so it is really pretty much understanding your family, the dynamics, and working around that. Because my husband is very disciplined, he's very organized. So for him, it was really difficult to understand why you don't do it.
Well, and that's so awesome that he is already thinking about I should not have said, Andrea, can you remember not to feed the dog tomorrow? Just say, Andrea, I moved the food bowl because the dog's having surgery. So when you go to feed him, that's why it's not there tomorrow. Absolutely. And being more proactive in that. And I really want to press into what are you uniquely gifted and created to do? Because I know that you have a lot of unique and special traits that you are gifting your family and the company that you work for. And I think sometimes we get so focused on how the skill of organization is harder to learn when you struggle with ADHD, that we focus on that and we don't focus on the reason why you can't remember not to feed the dog is because you do what? What is the thing that you do that you get lost in doing?
Well, there are a few things. So there are things that I like as hobby. I love entertaining. I love a party. I just can't wait to organize a party or a barbecue or a gathering. So I love that, but I don't think that would be a good job because, I cannot be late, with organizing someone else's party. So, but I did do studies. I did complete all the courses about coaching, including specialized for ADHDers. So I am still thinking if that is the path that I should go. At the moment, I work for a multinational company in marketing, and I love because I have an amazing team and I really like my job, but what really makes my heart happy is when I can help someone. So I don't know.
I find that the ADHD brain, and I am not a doctor, nurse, psychologist, any of those things. I'm just like a former teacher with a microphone. But in all of my experience, it is the ability to see everything around you all at once that, like, it does not surprise me you're in marketing or that you're probably an exceptional coach. Because in those areas, you have to be able to see what's been done in marketing, what's being done now, what's going to be done, what's being done in a completely different industry in marketing that can be pulled into your industry that's going to make you the first and the fastest and ahead. And then in coaching, like, to be able to hear what the person you're talking with is struggling with and talking about, and then saying, okay, well, tell me a time in your childhood. Tell me about your family. Tell me about all the different jobs that you've had. And then you're like, okay, well, in all these different jobs you had, here's the common thread. Here's the big thing. And that skill set is not necessarily the same as being able to organize a filing cabinet. And I think sometimes when you get home and you get married and you have the house and you have the baby and you're doing all the hashtag adulting things that society says is hashtag adulting, and then you're like, I forgot to put my deodorant on again. How am I even able to function? And you just tear yourself down inside, which is ridiculous because you're a fantastic, amazing woman. You just need different structures and supports. And there are people that have never forgotten to put their deodorant on in their entire life. But if you said to them, make a campaign to sell this, like if you gave them 40 years, they couldn't figure out how to sell or market or, you know, coach somebody else to do something. And I think that the thing about organization is it is so, we feel like everybody should know it instantly and it should look the same for everyone. And that if you can't do it, that that is something wrong with you as a person. Whereas we would never say that about whatever profession you go into. And so I just like to normalize that in that, yeah, the more organized you are, the more capacity you're going to have for whatever you do. But I just wanted to really call out the things that you're good at, because I think so often, I know myself, when I listen to any area that I'm trying to grow in, I focus so much on what I need to grow in versus seeing all the other ways in which I'm doing something great, but this one skill I need to just work on. So if anybody else is listening, I want them to feel that too.
Yeah. And also, you know, all the concepts, you know, like that you teach us, like the 3 years, you know, to organize yourself in 3 years, how many times did I do 40 items in New Year's resolution and never accomplished them? Or, you know, the last one that is just one of my favorites is the tasks of daily living. You know, that is the thing that I struggle the most, and which is cooking and laundry. And it's so interesting to hear you explain, you know, the difference between cleaning, between organizing, between improving your house, and the tasks of daily living. That's really what I am trying to focus my attention to.
The way that we define housework. Wait till you hear, Andrea, how I'm going to define getting organized. That's coming. The research for that is coming. I'm just a teacher that people are listening to, so I'm just creating all this stuff, and it is so much fun for me. And they say that I'm probably...
I can't wait. I can't have enough.
Okay, so when was the first time you noticed something was organized that hadn't been organized before? When did you realize, like, okay, this is going to work? If I could just keep doing this, this is actually going to work for me.
Okay, so there are a few things. There was a time that I was talking to a friend who used to work with me, and she said, oh, you know, we used to have this company that provide the pension, and I have no idea what the company is. And I was just starting to build the binders. And I said, I know. I know the company. I have my contract and I know where the contract is. I'm going to take a photo and send to you. And that was amazing because, you know, in the older days, I would have no idea what that paper would be.
Yeah.
So that was one. One thing that I find amazing is that because I love entertaining, I would normally spend 1 day before tidying up the house. And now I can do that in 1 hour. You know, in 1 hour, I can have the house, you know, just sparking clean. And also I had someone coming for Christmas last year, and they asked me, have you ever been organized? And I thought that was hilarious.
You mean they always thought you were always organized?
Yes.
Oh, well, they thought like you're born organized.
Well, two things. One, they think I am organized, which is funny. The second one is that they think that I have always been. So,
okay, well, why do you think it's funny that they think that you're organized? It's a learnable skill, which apparently you have learned.
Because I think that I have so much, you know, I struggle with the routine. So I am excellent in projects, you know, things that you have to implement. But the things that are,
maintenance,
which is an ADHD thing, is really to keep the, my word for 2022 is consistency. So it's really to keep things going. And I just have the impression that until I have consistency, you know, in place, I'm not that organized, but maybe that's...
You're being awfully hard on yourself, I think.
Yeah, I think
so. And that is what this next research that we're coming out with is like, so when I did the last research, I said, how do you define housework? And now I define it in those four ways: maintenance, cleaning, tasks of daily living, and organizing. Okay, now we know what housework is. What is home organization? What is it? How can we ever, how can any of us ever say that we are check the box organized? Like, I don't know anybody where I say, are you organized or unorganized? They're like, well, I'm mostly organized. I'm kind of organized. I'm not, nobody ever says I'm organized. Like nobody ever says they're done. Why does nobody ever say they're done? And so what we're going to come out with is that there are actually six kinds of organizing and that you're trying to do all six simultaneously, but you can be organized in certain areas and not organized in others. So that is what's coming. So Andrea, when I come over to England, because I'm eventually going to get there because my best friend lives there and you're going to see me, then you're going to be able to say, okay, of the six areas, I'm done in four or whatever. Like we're going to make it so that we could say, it's a learnable skill. I've learned it and I'm organized in these areas and these are the ones I'm still working on. Or these are the ones I'm completely not even going to organize. Like you can take a whole category and say, I don't even want to organize that one. You're going to be able to just say, yep, not even doing that one.
Absolutely. So, I can't wait for you to come here.
Yes, I'm for sure coming. Oh, Greg and I want to come to England. We also want to go to Italy. We're going to travel. We just have to get that little pesky bug under control. Okay. So, all right. I love all that. Have you had any other experiences or unexpected experiences during this? You said it's been 3 years that you've been on this journey of becoming a more organized person.
Yeah, so I did have some events. Like my mom passed away 4 years ago. 3 years ago, my sister moved to England and she doesn't speak English. So she really needed me to help her. But as I said, you know, when it's about a one-off event, a project, something that needs someone that to just go and do it, I am good at it. You know, I'm good at just, my son, bless him, he's 6 years old, and he said, Mommy is so clever because she can resolve anything. And I thought it was so cute. And I thought, bless him, I have to resolve things because I create them as myself. But my biggest struggles are like, you know, the pandemic, when the routine changed completely. Mm-hmm. So when you have to cook three meals instead of one, when you have to, you know, work from home, or when you have to, so things like that, or, you know, I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2 and I have to change my lifestyle. So, you know, I have to exercise more regularly. So that is where I struggle the most, is when I have to change my routine and keep this consistently. So, yeah.
Yeah. The changing of the routine affects adults as much as children. And we don't really talk about that. That's even true. Organized adults, like the pandemic, shutting everything down, really, I will say, I sleep an extra 2 hours a night still, you know, 2 years into it, because our brains really do get used to our habits and our habitualized living. And we aren't in control as much as we think we are. And it takes a long time for us to shift like that. So I think that isn't just you, it's everyone. And then we're like, what's the matter with me? Why can't I could do this before? Why can't I do it now? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, COVID is at bay. Why am I still this way? Well, you think about how much change we've all gone through in the last 2 years. Like every single area of your life has changed, like your house, your work, how you get food. I mean, everything needs a reservation now. Everything needs a reservation now. Nothing needed a reservation in 2019. Like
absolutely.
In the United States, nothing's open 24 hours anymore. Everything used to be open 24 hours. Like things are closed on random days. Things don't know. It's just, the world is still upside down. Like it's
Yeah.
If you haven't done something for 2 years and you go to do it and you forget, then you're like, oh yeah, this has changed too. And I didn't realize that that changed because it's not something you do every day. So we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace. It's really harder on your brain than you realize. And that's why we're all exhausted. Like we are, everyone is just exhausted because we don't have as much structure and routine as we did before. And some of our habits haven't changed to the new way we're living now.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think you have more of now?
Oh, I have more confidence. Yes. So I have more space, floor space. I have more cupboard space. I have more. So, you know, there's the physical things that it's very nice to enjoy. You know, the counter in the kitchen, you know, it's clear. And if it's not, you know, you can put things away in 5-10 minutes. So that is amazing. But just to have the hope and the confidence that I have the material. I have everything that I need and I can do this. That is really priceless.
What do you think you have less of?
Stuff, for sure. So we've been doing decluttering for a while now and it can show, you know, we can see the results of it. But that feeling of hopelessness, you know, that feeling that I'm a lost cause, you know, that's how I am and things are not going to change. I think this is the most important that I got. You know, I am now in the, so I have the Sunday basket. I have the, it's not All Access anymore. I always forget the name.
The Productive Home Solution. Thank you.
Productive Home Solution, yes. I have the Friday box as well. So, you know, I have everything I need. It's just a matter of slowly just implementing.
Is there anything you wish you knew sooner?
Oh, yes. I wish I knew I have ADHD. And I wish I knew that organization is a learnable skill. Because my parents, they were not organized. I'm sure that my ADHD comes from my dad's family side, because I remember him drawing and drowning in paper and always stressed that he couldn't find that paper. And my mom is very was very attached to things, so she would not declutter. So it was, it's not something that I learned at home, but I wish I knew that I, you know, I could have done myself earlier in life.
Yeah. What's your next step? What are you working on now?
I think the focus is health, because I turned 50 last year. So it's pretty much, you know, to have this diabetes under control and to exercise and eat healthily. And so that part of organization I need to focus on, and really to decide what is going to be my contribution to the world. I really hope that, you know, I think I've accomplished so much, and I would love people to get some hope as well. I am in some of the support groups on Facebook, ADHD support groups, and it breaks my heart when I see youngsters, you know, in their 20s saying, you know, I'm not going to have a child because I cannot do this, or, you know, I just got divorced because, you know, I cannot handle a home. On, you know, there's a way.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I noticed in my clients when I was in home organizing in Cincinnati, and also amongst my peers. We all came home and we stayed home with our kids for a certain period of time. And then some of us stayed home out of choice. Like I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and I did jobs from home. But there were some of my peers and some of my clients that were at home just because they couldn't figure out how to get their life organized enough to get out, like to even apply for the job. Or if they were to get the job, they had no idea how they would actually get dressed, get to a job, and get home after a job. Like they just couldn't even, they couldn't do that. So they just didn't even think about what they would do because they were just trying to get through the tasks of daily living. And that's why I always knew that it was more than the cleaning. Like there was more there that was specifically holding back the peers I knew that were women who had either by choice or by just necessity ended up staying home for a period of time and ended up at home for 20, 30 years and just never, not only got back into the workforce, but got into going out and doing other things that they were uniquely gifted and created to do because they never felt like they could check off the housework box enough to leave. And then they had other family members and other friends feeding into that, that they weren't good enough and they hadn't done enough and it wasn't acceptable enough. Their homework wasn't done at home, so they couldn't leave. And literally 20, 30 years, they'd just be at home trying to get through this massive to-do list. And that just breaks my heart because it's hard enough to go back to work or to do something else when you've been the caretaker of the home to change your family's mindset, that the whole family can pitch in on this if one person has done it. But if you're taking yourself out of the game mentally or you're being told to take yourself out of the game, it's just insurmountable for most people.
Yes. And you know, what's also interesting is that some people think, oh, you know, if I have ADHD, if I have medication, everything is sorted. I tried medication and it didn't work for me. It was organization skills that completely changed the way that, you know, I live my life. I just wish that everybody would know that.
Is there anything else that you would want to tell somebody who's just starting out? If they're like, okay, I hear my story in Andrea's story, and if Andrea can do it, maybe I can do it. What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, very early, as soon as I started living on my own, I thought that I should have a cleaner, you know, once a week or every 2 weeks. And I always felt guilty about it. Now I understand that, why not? You know, actually, it's a choice of, do I pay someone to help me or I spend the whole weekend doing what they do in 2 or 3 hours?
Right.
And right. I have no idea how. But, you know, why not? And so I think, you know, the same thing, I took years to invest on your materials because I thought I could do a DIY Sunday basket and it would be the same, and it wasn't. You know, so I think it's really to give us, to give us the right to invest in ourselves. If we need support and if we need to invest on some support to help our lives, that's okay, you know. And now I don't have any shame to say that I do have a cleaner. I wouldn't live without
it. Maybe so I would,
but the quality of my life wouldn't be the same. So invest in the programs, invest in learning, invest in books, invest, you know, in help. And I think that, you know, and start and go for it.
Andrea, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. And can I just say thank you so much for everything that you and your team do. It's really life-changing. So I'm very grateful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.